Yeah, good morning, Lee. I mean, this year we're really focusing on getting people to sign up on the Australian Organ Donor Register. It's a very important thing. COVID had a bit of almost a perfect storm effect on our organ donation rate. It affected the hospitals, it affected the transport and the flights and things, and really had a bit of an impact last year, and we want to build things back up again. And I guess that's why the register is so important. If you look last year, when we actually went and asked families about organ donation, only 6 out of 10 actually said yes. But we know that 90% of Australians are actually very, you know, much for organ donation. And if you put your name on the register and your family know that you're on the register, then there's a 9 in 10 chance that they'll say yes.
I know Red Cross were calling out because they encountered a lot of lack of blood donors during the issue too with COVID. So you're pretty much in the same boat there, aren't you?
That's right. And I guess we always look at the number of people that are waiting for organ transplants. And normally in Australia we have about 1,400, and at the moment it's up to 1,800, let alone the 12,000 people that are on dialysis that are all, you know, desperate to get off dialysis if they could.
So that figure is Australians just on the transplant wait list. Wow.
That's correct. We know that 90% of Australians are very pro-donation, but if you look across Australia, only one third of Australians over the age of 16 are actually on the register at the moment. So there's another 13 million that could potentially sign up. And really what we're hoping for, you know, this week is just to get 100,000 extra to basically, you know, make the decision to put themselves on the register and have a conversation with their families and their loved ones and let everyone know that you've done that.
Now, you did mention 16, so that is the eligible age to register as an organ and tissue donor?
That's correct, yes.
Now, I guess the importance of us here in Tasmania by registering, as if life depends on it, really. So if we can help out and bring that waiting list down, that's what we're really asking for.
And look, we've actually very proud of Tasmania in general. I mean, at the moment, we're the second highest state on the register. We'd like to actually be the highest state if we can. So please, you know, just what we want people to do is have a think about it, have a discussion with the family. Go on the internet to www.donatelife.gov.au, and there's a bit of information there about organ donation. Then there's a little link to where you can register, and it only takes a minute. You just need your Medicare card and your date of birth.
If you can donate, you're doing a good deed for yourself, but also doing a good deed for others in the community.
Absolutely. Blood and organ donation, it actually does save lives, and it gives people a second chance. And
yeah.
It is a very important thing.
So you know what to do now, and Dr. Andrew Turner, I really appreciate your time this morning for telling us all about it during Donate Life Week, which is on until this coming Sunday.
Thank you so much, Lee.